Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries, Season 2, Episode 1. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti, e io sono Francesca.
Ah, tanto tempo, Francesca!
Mamma mia, Mark, non mi sembra vero. Come stai?
Sto molto bene, grazie. E tu?
Sì, anch'io, benissimo, grazie.
Sei in Italia in questo momento?
Sì, sono in Italia. Sono in Italia dalla fine di agosto ormai.
Wow, mamma mia. Hai potuto viaggiare allora?
Purtroppo no, perché la situazione non ce lo permette, ma sì. Ho passato un po' di tempo con la mia famiglia, ho visto alcuni dei miei amici, non molti, e sì, ho approfittato un po' di questo tempo a casa.
Perfetto. Okay, now you're joining us for the second season of the Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries. We are delighted to be back recording, albeit at a distance. We're not both in the studio today, we're both at home. But you are going to be listening to a new set of travel diaries. We introduced the travel diaries last year when it was a little difficult to travel ourselves. Unfortunately, it's still a little difficult to travel, but that's why we're doing some travels with, well, not with Giulia and Paolo this time, but with a different couple.
Sì, questa volta abbiamo Simone e sua moglie, Anna.
Simone ed Anna. Perfetto. Allora, non ci resta che cominciare.
Sì, dai, cominciamo.
As usual, with our travel diaries, what's going to happen is we'll listen first of all to the whole text, then Francesca and I will discuss what is in the text together. Let's have a listen.
Mia moglie ed io siamo finalmente arrivati in Italia. Io sono Simone e mia moglie si chiama Anna. Fare una settimana bianca in Italia è sempre stato il nostro sogno. Quest'anno i nostri figli sono tutti all'università, quindi ci siamo presi un po' di tempo per noi, senza preoccupazioni. Per la precisione, oggi siamo arrivati a Madonna di Campiglio, una cittadina in Trentino Alto Adige, famosa per le sue piste da sci. Madonna di Campiglio è la tipica città di montagna. Le case sono di legno e con il tetto a punta, e nevica quasi tutto il giorno. Dopo aver lasciato i nostri bagagli in hotel, abbiamo subito noleggiato gli sci per fare un giro sulle piste. Ero un po' arrugginito, perché non scio da tantissimo tempo. Ma dopo qualche giro è stato molto divertente. Verso sera ha cominciato a fare freddo. Per questo ci siamo rifugiati in un bar e abbiamo bevuto una tazza di cioccolata calda con la panna. È stato un magnifico primo giorno, ma la stanchezza ha iniziato a farsi sentire. Per fortuna, la nostra è una settimana bianca speciale. Oltre a sciare, visiteremo anche tantissimi posti e faremo tante altre attività. Non vediamo l'ora!
Wow, Francesca, una settimana bianca!
Sì, è quello che ci vorrebbe in questo momento, sarebbe davvero fantastico.
Esatto, una settimana bianca, allora, literally a white week. So how would we describe this white week in English? What would we say?
Probably a skiing holiday.
Yeah, sort of winter sports holiday, just a winter vacation in which they're going to be taking advantage of the weather and taking advantage of the opportunities in a beautiful part of Italy. I adore this part of Italy.
Sì, il Trentino Alto Adige, una bellissima regione nel nord e nord-est dell'Italia, dove ci sono le famosissime Dolomiti.
Mm-hmm. Perfetto. Okay, as ever, what we're going to do is go back through the text and we'll talk about every single word in here to help you understand everything. So, Francesca, would you like to begin?
Certo, ovviamente. Mia moglie ed io siamo finalmente arrivati in Italia.
Okay, so my wife and I, mia moglie ed io, siamo finalmente arrivati in Italia. We finally arrived. We have finally arrived in Italy. And we see that arrivati with a nice agreement there because it's an essere verb. Siamo finalmente arrivati in Italia.
Sì, o anche at long last. Yeah. Finalmente has the idea of waiting for something for a long time and then this thing eventually happens.
Perfetto. Okay, let's continue on.
Io sono Simone e mia moglie si chiama Anna.
This is straightforward enough. I'm Simone and my wife is called Anna.
Fare una settimana bianca in Italia è sempre stato il nostro sogno.
Okay, we've got another perfect tense here with essere again, and this time we're talking about è stato. So it's the actual perfect tense of essere, using stato as the past participle. So let's look at what has always been. Fare una settimana bianca in Italia, literally doing a white week in Italy, è sempre stato il nostro sogno, has always been our dream.
Sì, che bello. Quest'anno i nostri figli sono tutti all'università, quindi ci siamo presi un po' di tempo per noi, senza preoccupazioni.
Ok, so quest'anno, this year, i nostri figli, our children, sono tutti all'università, they're all at university. Quindi, I love that word, therefore, ci siamo presi. This is interesting. Tell us a little about this.
Okay, ci siamo presi comes from the verb prendere, to take. Mm-hmm. So we could have said abbiamo preso un po' di tempo per noi. We took a little bit of time for ourselves, to ourselves. But in this case, we want to emphasize the idea of enjoyment, the idea that, yes, we took some time for ourselves. So we are kind of transforming this verb into some sort of reflexive verb. So instead of prendere, prendersi, to take to oneself. And for this reason, we have essere instead of avere in the past, because as we now know, reflexive verbs use the verb to be to form the past tense.
Brilliant, perfect, perfect explanation there, Francesca, grazie.
Prego!
So, ci siamo presi un po' di tempo per noi. We took ourselves a little bit of time senza preoccupazioni, without any worries.
Che bello, sì.
Sì.
Per la precisione, oggi siamo arrivati a Madonna di Campiglio, una cittadina in Trentino Alto Adige, famosa per le sue piste da sci.
Ok, per la precisione, literally for the precision. It's a funny translation that, but maybe to be more precise or something like that. Oggi siamo arrivati, we arrived, a Madonna di Campiglio. So this is the name of a town. Una cittadina in Trentino Alto Adige. So in Trentino Alto Adige, this region that we've spoken about. And what is this particular cittadina famosa for?
Per le sue piste da sci.
So for its skiing pistes, basically, for its skiing areas.
Esatto. Madonna di Campiglio è la tipica città di montagna.
So Madonna di Campiglio is the typical mountain town, è la tipica città di montagna. Can I ask Francesca, could we have put tipica after città?
È la città tipica di montagna. Yes, but probably it sounds better before the noun. È la tipica città di montagna.
Okay. If we were to say è la città di montagna tipica, would that sound strange?
No, it would also be correct, but probably with the indefinite article. È una città di montagna tipica.
Okay, right. It's always a little tricky to know when exactly to put adjectives in front of the noun and after the noun, so that's useful to talk about it there.
See, in this case, I would say it's kind of emphatic. We're really emphasizing on the fact that this is a typical mountain town. So for emphasis, I would say the adjective is better placed in front of the noun.
Perfetto. Okay, so in what way is it typical? Is it, in what way is it the typical mountain town?
Le case sono di legno e con il tetto a punta e nevica quasi tutto il giorno.
Okay, so le case sono di legno, the wood, the houses are made of wood, legno.
Sì.
E con il tetto a punta, they've got pitched roofs, is that what you call them?
Sì, esatto.
Okay, so pitched roofs e nevica quasi tutto il giorno, and it snows almost the whole day long. It sounds perfect.
Che bello, sì, davvero ideale.
Okay, we're going to take a short break before we go through the rest of the text. We wanted to let you know that we have a full online course linked to the Travel Diaries. We offer a set of lesson notes for each episode, providing explanations and additional examples of the grammatical points featured in the text. You can also practice your pronunciation as you read along with the original recording using the video version of the text. These additional materials are available in the Travel Diaries online course, and you can find out everything you need to know at coffeebreakacademy.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A Allora siamo tornati. We are joining Simone and Anna as they arrive in Madonna di Campiglio in Trentino Alto Adige for una settimana bianca, for a white week, a week of snow activities.
Sì, che meraviglia, veramente. I know I've said it so many times today, but it's really something that I'm dreaming of just now, so I'm a little bit jealous.
A little bit jealous, anch'io. Okay, let's continue with our text then.
Dopo aver lasciato i nostri bagagli in hotel, abbiamo subito noleggiato gli sci per fare un giro sulle piste.
Okay, so this is a dopo aver fatto qualcosa. So after having done something or after doing something. In this case, lasciato, from lasciare, to leave, to drop off. Dopo aver lasciato i nostri bagagli in hotel, so after leaving off our bags in the hotel, abbiamo subito noleggiato gli sci per fare un giro sulle piste. We immediately hired skis, so noleggiare to hire, per fare un giro sulle piste, to go for a little ski on the pistes.
Esatto, ero un po' arrugginito perché non scio da tantissimo tempo, ma dopo qualche giro è stato molto divertente.
I think it's a long time since I have skied, so I think it would probably be a few more giri than just qualche giro for me before I was any less arrugginito. It's a brilliant word, isn't it?
Sì, è una bella parola. Viene da ruggine, che significa rust. Allora, arrugginito è una persona che da un po' di tempo non fa una cosa specifica.
Okay, so in this case, Simone is saying, ero un po' arrugginito. I was a little rusty.
Sì.
Perché non scio da tantissimo tempo. Let's talk about this. Non scio da tantissimo tempo. In English we say, I haven't skied for so long. But in Italian we're not using a past tense there.
No, we are using the simple present because the action is still in process in the present. It's something that started in the past, but it's still ongoing in the present. And we also have to remember that we need the preposition da in order to introduce the time expression.
Excellent. So, non scio da tantissimo tempo, non parlo italiano da 3 anni, non registriamo Coffee Break Italian da qualche mese.
È vero, esatto, sì, un esempio perfetto.
Okay, but delighted to be back recording. Okay, so, I haven't skied for so long, but dopo qualche giro è stato molto divertente. After a few runs, I guess, you're going on the ski runs, è stato molto divertente. It was really good fun.
Verso sera ha cominciato a fare freddo. Per questo ci siamo rifugiati in un bar e abbiamo bevuto una tazza di cioccolata calda con la panna.
Perfetto, ok. Verso sera, towards evening, ha cominciato a fare freddo. It began to get cold.
Sì.
Per questo ci siamo rifugiati in un bar. For this reason, we took refuge in a bar. E abbiamo bevuto una tazza di cioccolata calda con la panna. And we had a cup of hot chocolate with cream.
Che buona!
I can almost smell this. I can smell the bar. I can smell the I don't know, there's just the smell of ski resorts and everything. I love it.
See, and as you know, Mark, in Italy, hot chocolate is really, really delicious because it's so thick,
yeah.
And it's so filling. It's a little bit different from the type of hot chocolate you find in other countries. So something to look forward to.
Absolutely, especially after a day's skiing. Okay, let's continue on with the rest of the text and see what else happens in this first entry.
È stato un magnifico primo giorno. Ma la stanchezza ha iniziato a farsi sentire.
Right, this is an interesting construction because we've got, our subject is here, la stanchezza, the tiredness, ha iniziato, has started, a farsi sentire, to make itself felt, as it were.
Sì, sì.
So the tiredness started to kick in, I think.
Esatto, sì.
È stato un magnifico primo giorno. It was a brilliant, a magnificent first day. Ma la stanchezza ha iniziato a farsi sentire. But the tiredness began to, or has he started to kick in?
Per fortuna, la nostra è una settimana bianca speciale.
Okay, so fortunately, per fortuna, la nostra è una settimana bianca speciale. Ours is a special white week. So we've got a special ski holiday or winter holiday.
Oltre a sciare, visiteremo anche tantissimi posti e faremo tante altre attività.
So, oltre a sciare, in addition to skiing, visiteremo, we will visit, anche, tantissimi posti. So we'll also visit many places e faremo tante altre attività. And we will do many other activities.
Non vediamo l'ora!
I can't wait, or we can't wait in this case. Non vediamo l'ora, a phrase we've used many times. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what all these altre attività are that Simone and Anna are going to get up to in their settimana bianca.
Sì, anch'io, Mark, non vedo l'ora.
Let's listen again to the whole text. Hopefully now that we've gone through things, it will be a little more straightforward.
Mia moglie ed io siamo finalmente arrivati in Italia. Io sono Simone e mia moglie si chiama Anna. Fare una settimana bianca in Italia è sempre stato il nostro sogno. Quest'anno i nostri figli sono tutti all'università, quindi ci siamo presi un po' di tempo per noi, senza preoccupazioni. Per la precisione, oggi siamo arrivati a Madonna di Campiglio, una cittadina in Trentino Alto Adige, famosa per le sue piste da sci. Madonna di Campiglio è la tipica città di montagna. Le case sono di legno e con il tetto a punta, e nevica quasi tutto il giorno. Dopo aver lasciato i nostri bagagli in hotel, abbiamo subito noleggiato gli sci per fare un giro sulle piste. Ero un po' arrugginito, perché non scio da tantissimo tempo, ma dopo qualche giro è stato molto divertente. Verso sera ha cominciato a fare freddo. Per questo ci siamo rifugiati in un bar e abbiamo bevuto una tazza di cioccolata calda con la panna. È stato un magnifico primo giorno, ma la stanchezza ha iniziato a farsi sentire. Per fortuna, la nostra è una settimana bianca speciale. Oltre a sciare, visiteremo anche tantissimi posti e faremo tante altre attività. Non vediamo l'ora!
Allora, è tutto per oggi. That's the end of our first episode of Travel Diaries Season 2. What do you think, Francesca?
Wow, sicuramente un inizio molto interessante e promettente.
Absolutely. And I think it also, I don't know, the whole idea of this white week, this idea of this winter holiday is quite exciting, especially at this time of year.
Sì, 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 è perfetto, veramente. Non vedo l'ora di ascoltare la prossima puntata, Mark.
Anch'io. Okay, that is it then for this lesson. Now, don't forget you can check out the premium version of the Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries over in the Coffee Break Academy. You'll find us at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Yes, and now as ever, we're posting lots of content on social media. So do check out our Facebook page. Just search for Coffee Break Italian. And over on Instagram, we're posting photos of all the beautiful locations visited by Simone and Anna. So make sure you follow us on Instagram too.
Perfetto. Francesca, ci vediamo presto per la prossima puntata.
Sì, a presto, Mark. Ciao a tutti.
Grazie mille e arrivederci. You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently, so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.